Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refua Shalema, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
We are now starting Bezos Hashem the Gemara in the Chav Zayim and Aleph, which begins with the Gemara before on the bottom of the Chav Vav Omer Beis. The Gemara brings down the following machlokes between a papi mishmei derava and a papa mishmei derava. A papi mishmei derava says that one is allowed to take a base hakneses and turn it into a base medrash. On the other hand, a papa mishmei derava says that one is only allowed to take a base medrash and turn a base medrash into a base hakneses. One is not allowed to take a base hakneses and turn a base hakneses into a base medrash. And as the Gemara explains, the machlokes is based on, do we say that a Beis HaMedrash has more Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses? Or do we say that a Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than a Beis HaMedrash? If one understands that Beis HaMedrash has more Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses, as the Gemara explains that Beis HaMedrash is considered a Bayis Gadol, for that reason, one would be allowed to take a Beis HaKnesses and turn a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash. One would not be allowed to go and take a Beis HaMedrash and turn a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses. On the other hand, if one understands that a Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than a Beis HaMedrash, then one will be allowed to take a Beis HaMedrash and make a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, but not vice versa. The obvious question is, how can one say, as a Papa Mishmei Derava says, that a Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than a Beis HaMedrash, and for that reason one is only allowed to turn a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, but not to turn a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash? Well, here we find that Torah is more Choshev than Tefillah. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Yudim and Aleph, Rava Chazi, Rav Amnuna, the Kamarach Betzusei, Rava saw that Rav Amnuna was Marach Betzusei, Amar Menichen Chaye Olam Va'iskim B'Chaye Shah. In other words, Torah is referred to as Chaye Olam, Tefillah on the other hand is referred to as Chaye Shah, and for that reason, Rava was upset at Rav Amnuna for being Marach Betzusei instead of learning Torah. So how can a Papa Mishmei Rava say that a Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than a Beis HaMedrash? L'chaya, a Beis HaMedrash, which is made as a Makom Tefillah, should have more Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses, which is only a Makom for Tefillah. L'chaya, one can explain Mishan and our Gemara based on that we find in the Gemara Vayta and Afchav Chesim a Beis. That the Gemara says, Amar Rava Chachamim Talmidei and Mutarin. The Amar Rishua Ben Levi Mai Beir Abanon Beis HaDir Abanon. As the Ran explains, that Talmidei Chamim and Talmideyan are allowed to eat and drink in a Beis Medrash, even Shlomi Deichak. Even if there is no Deichak that forces them to eat and drink in a Beis Medrash, still they're allowed to eat and drink in a Beis Medrash based on the fact that a Beis Medrash is considered Beis HaDrabanan. A Beis Medrash is considered as if it is the actual house of Rabbanan and Talmideyan. And for that reason, even Shloimi Deichak, they are allowed to eat and drink in a Beis Medrash. And for that reason, one can say that after a Papa Mishmei Derava understands that a Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than a Beis Medrash is based on that a Beis Medrash is considered the house of Rabbanan. And even though the Tamatiriah that takes place in a Beis Medrash is more Choshev than Tefillah, still the actual Beis Medrash is not of as much Kedusha as a Beis HaKnesses, based on the fact that a Beis Medrash is considered the house of Rabbanon. That is l'chaya how one can explain the Shita of Rava. As the Gemara says, we find that Rabbi Yechanan explains the Pasuk. That the Pasuk says, as Kol Bayis Gadol Sarif Beish, Rabbi Yechanan explains that the Pasuk is referring to a Beis HaKnesses. And for that reason, the Gemara understands that according to Rabbi Yechanan, one will be allowed to take a Beis HaMedrash and make a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, because again, a Beis HaKnesses is referred to in the Pasuk as a Bayis Gadol. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, one has to understand is that Rabbi Yechanan holds that a Beis HaKnesses is considered a Bayis Gadol relative to Beis HaMedrash, is that because Rabbi Yechanan understands that a Beis HaKnesses, a Mokum Tefillah, is more Choshev than a Mokum Talmud Torah? Or is it Pshat, like we explained before, B'shitas Rava, that even though Mokum Torah is really more Choshev than Mokum Tefillah, but still based on the fact that a Beis HaMedrash is called Beis HaDrabanan, for that reason, a Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than a Beis HaMedrash? In the Yerushalmi, in Shabbos Perak Aleph HaChabes, we find the following memra b'shem Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan amra, k'goin anu she'en anu asukim b'talmud Torah. We, who are not on the madrega, there are oisek b'talmud Torah, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai v'chaveirav, that was terasanum nasan, afilu l'tfila anu mafsikin. The Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Yechanan k'dai te de Rabbi Yechanan amra halvai mispalin kohayim, halvai that we should be mispalin kohayim. And as the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe explain, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is more chiba l'tfila, more than Torah. From the Yerushalmi, one sees that according to Rabbi Yechanan, tefila is considered more chashiv than Torah, at least for those that are not Torah Asnum Nasan. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan Shitasi understands in our Gemara that we say that a Beis HaKnesses is considered a Bayis Gadol is based on the fact that a Beis HaKnesses, which is a Mokum Tefillah, is more Chashiv, more Kaddish, than a Mokum of Talmud Torah. And for that reason, one is allowed to take a Beis HaMedrash and turn a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses. Because again, a Beis HaKnesses, which is a Mokum Tefillah is more Chashiv than a Mokum of Talmud Torah. L'chaira, it comes out that there are two reasons why one will be allowed to take a Beis HaMedrash and make a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses. There are two reasons why one would consider a Beis HaKnesses as more of a Makom Kaddish than a Beis HaMedrash. First of all, as we said before, that a Beis HaMedrash is considered a Beis HaRabbanon, it's considered the House of Rabbanon, and for that reason, a Beis HaKnesses is Gadol Kedusha Seitfei, has more Kedusha. That is one way how one can explain that one is allowed to take a Beis HaMedrash and make a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, which is l'chaira the Shita of Rava, as we explained before. Another pshat is based on that the Rabbi Yechanan in Yerushalmi understands that tefillah has more chashivos than Talmud Torah. And for that reason, a Beis HaKnesses is gadol kedushas haytfei. Now getting back to that, the Rabbi Yechanan said in Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yechanan amra al garamei k'goin anu sheinanu asukim b'talmud Torah, afilu l'tfila anu mafsikin, one sees the following chiddush. That we said, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, tfila is considered more chashiv than talmud Torah, it is dependent upon the person's talmud Torah. If the person's talmud Torah is a talmud Torah of one who is teirasei umnasei, Rashi and Shabbos David Aleph and Aleph explains means that he's not mevatel his Torah for anything. Such a Talmud Torah, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, is more chashiv than tefillah. Only the Talmud Torah of Rabbi Yechanan, which as Rashi explains, that was mevatel his Talmud Torah for his umnas, only Rabbi Yechanan considered his Talmud Torah less chashiv than tefillah, based on the fact that his Torah was not Teirasei Umnasei. And so we find in the Yerushalmi and Shabbos and in Brachas Perek Aleph Halacha Beis that the Yerushalmi asks on Rav Shimon Yochai, who is not Mevatel as Talmud Torah for Tefillah, I we learned Vatanina Nakiri Mikan Veyochai Hivsid Kadam Shukayer Batera Haba Inasa Chaviva Midivei Torah. The Yerushalmi proves from that we said that if someone says Kriya Shema after the Zman of Kriya Shema, he did not lose like any person that's learning Torah. Mashma that Kriya Shema Bezmana is more chashiv than Torah. So why was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai not mafsik his Talmud Torah even for Kriya Shema? Yerushalmi answers, Amar Rabbi Yodin Rav Shimon Bar Yochai al yidei shayotadir b'divrei Torah, al yidei that his Torah was teirasei umnasei l'fichach eina chaviva yoyser m'divrei Torah. Therefore, even Kriya Shema was not chaviva yoyser m'divrei Torah. That the Mishnah says that Kriya Shema Bezmana is Chaviva Midivrei Torah is only relative to the Torah of one who is not Teirasei Umnasei. So again, one sees that the Torah of one who is Teirasei Umnasei is so Chashiv that such Torah is more Chashiv than Kriya Shema and Tefillah. But a Torah that is not Teirasei Umnasei, as Rabbi Yechanan said before, is not as Chashiv as Tefillah. According to this, one can go back to that we said, that Rava in Shabbos Dafir Aleph Amad Aleph is upset about the fact that Rav Nuna was marech b'tefilasei, and he told Rav Nuna that you are being meniach chayei olam v'oiskem b'chayei shah, which Yechir, once he's from there, that Rav understands that Talmud Torah is more chashiv than tefillah. Talmud Torah is called chayei olam, on the other hand, tefillah is called chayei shah. According to Yerushalmi, one can explain that Rava called Talmud Torah Chayei Olam relative to Tefillah, which was referred to as Chayei Shah, is because Rava was talking to Rav Nuna, who was Teirasei Omnasei. And since Rav Nuna was Teirasei Omnasei, his Torah was considered Chayei Olam. But for most people who are not Teirasei Omnasei, for them, their tefillah is more chashiv than Talmud Torah, and for that reason, Rava in our sugya holds that one is allowed to make and turn a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses. Because only for someone who is Teirasei Omnasei do we say that his Torah is considered more chashiv than tefillah, based on the fact that the Torah of one who is Teirasei Omnasei is more chashiv. So do we find in Rabbeinu Manoach, that Rabbeinu Manoach in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Vav Halacha Ches says the following chiddush: V'mhaya Teirasei Omnasei Einei Pesek, Degabei Misha Teirasei Omnasei Havei Torah Chayei Olam U'Tefillah Chayei Shah. In other words, only as far as someone was Teirasei Omnasei do we say that such a person, his Torah is Chayei Olam and his Tefillah is Chayei Shah. And for that reason, he is potter from Tefillah, based on the fact that one is not Meniach Chayei Olam B'Shvil Chayei Shah. But for someone who is not Teirasei Omnasei, we do not consider his Teiras Chayei Olam. And that is the reason why Rav and our Gemara understands that one turns a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, just like the Shita of Rabbi Yechon Yerushalmi, that the tefillah of someone who is not Teirasei Omnasei is more chashiv than their Teirah. The Papi Mishmei D'Rava, on the other hand, that argues, understands that even one who is not Teirasei Omnasei, still we say that their Teirah is more chashiv than tefillah, as the Marv explains B'Shem Rishua Ben Levi and Reish Lakish, that a Beis HaMedrash is called a Bayis Gadol, and a Beis HaMedrash is Gadol Kedushasei Tvei, even for one who is not Teirasei Omnasei. And even for one who is not Teirasei Omnasei, still their Teirah is more chashiv than their tefillah. Now let's go to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Avomachru Teirah lo yichu Sfarim. If one sold a Sefer Teirah, he is not allowed to buy Sfarim with the money that he received from the Mechira of the Sefer Teirah. The Gemara asks the following shaila: Boyu, Malulim kar Sefer Teirah Yashin, Likach by Chadash. Is one allowed to sell a Sefer Teirah, an old Sefer Teirah, in order to buy a new Sefer Teirah? Kivin lo Malulay Aser, since he is not bringing it to higher Kedusha, he is not taking the money and bringing the money to higher Kedusha, it is Aser. There's nothing that one can do which is considered a Malam Bakadesh. Therefore, Shapadami, he is allowed to buy a Sefer Teirah Chadash with the money that he receives from the Sefer Teirah Yashin. Bukhayef Magamar one sees, as Rishayn Mar Medayik, that as far as Alacha Malam Bakadesh for your reason goes, one has to be Malam Bakadesh. One has to go up the Kedusha. And for that reason, only by Sefer Teirah. The Weka Wigui Achrina, does the Gemara have a tzad to say that one is not Mokhiv Timal Bakadish based on the fact that there is no room for Malam Bakadish because there is no more Kedusha more than the Sefer Teirah itself? But all over, the Halacha Malam Bakadish says that one has to go up in Kedusha. That is a diuk of the Ran and other Rishenim that are Medayik from our Gemara. In the Rambam, on the other hand, as we said, in our shir on the previous daf on Daf Chafav, the Rambam argues. The Rambam, according to the Teis Yontif, understands that there is no halacha of Malam Bakadosh, one has to go up a level in Kedusha. As long as one is not married by Kedusha, that is enough. As long as one does not go down a level in Kedusha, that is enough. But there is no halacha that one is mechuyev to go up a level in Kedusha. For that reason, the Rambam understands that one is allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses in order to buy another Beis HaKnesses, because again, even though he is not being Malah B'Kedusha, but as long as he is not being Yerid B'Kedusha, that is enough. So, Chayak the Rambam, how does one understand our Gemara? What could possibly be wrong with selling a Sefer Teirah in order to buy another Sefer Teirah? To explain our Gemara, we find that the Nesivis says the following pshat according to the Rambam. That we said, that the Rambam understands that Malam Makedesh Mamiridin is only Halacha Neimiridin. There is no halacha that one is mechuyev to go up a level in Kedusha. That is only by Beis HaKnesses. Only by Beis HaKnesses do we say that one is not mechuyev to go up a level in Kedusha. As the Nesivos in Kibbutz Yaakov explains, that when one sells a Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is transferred over to the money. And now the Beis HaKnesses has no Kedusha whatsoever. The Kedusha was transferred over to the money. Then we say, as far as the money is concerned, as long as one buys something which is an equal level to the Kedusha that was transferred over to the money, he is okay. Because again, he's not being married by Kedusha that the money received. On the other hand, by Mechira of a Sefer Torah, that the Sefer Torah is not Yotzei Mekedusha, say, even when one sells a Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah remains Kaddish as it was till now, then we say there is a Chiyuv Timala B'Kedusha, as the Nesivos explains, because then, when one sells a Sefer Torah, the Mechira itself is considered a Zolzol, because he is selling a Sefer Torah that even with the Mechira remains B'Kedusha. Then, since the Mechira itself is considered a Bizoyan to the Sefer Torah, with that he is selling a Sefer Torah, that itself is considered a Bizoyan, then we say the one is Mechuyuv Timala B'Kedusha. And so to weigh any Tashmishei Kedusha, that the Tashmishei Kedusha are not Yoytzei Mekedushas and with the Mechira, one is only allowed to sell them in order to Mala Bekedusha, because otherwise the Mechira would be considered a Zolzol in the Kedusha of the object that he's selling that remains Kaddish. And for that reason, the Gemara explains that only by Sefer Torah would we say that one is not Mechuyav to Mala Bekedusha based on the fact that Leika Leivuye Achrina. And since Leiko Levuya Achrina, one would be allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, but only then would we be matter one to sell a Sefer Torah. Had there been any opportunity for one to Imala B'Kedusha, he would be Mechuyav to Imala B'Kedusha in order that the Mechira should not be considered a Zolzol in the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. That is how the Nesivos explains the Rambam. So, Chira, one has two Mahalchim in how to understand our Gemara. That one is Mechuyev, Timale, and only by Sefer Torah, the Leika Leguya Achrina, there's more of a tzad, that one will be allowed to sell Sefer Torah Yashin Wikach Bechadash. Rav Rishonim, for example, the Ran, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and other Rishonim understand that our Gemara is based on the rule of Malam Akedish when we read in which again, the Rishonim understand mean, the one is Mechuyev, Timale, Bekedusha. The Rambam, on the other hand, understands that our Gemara understands that one would have been mechuyev to go up a level in Kedusha is because by mechira v'sefer Torah, the mechira itself is considered a bizoyan, unless if with the mechira itself he is buying something on a higher level of Kedusha. Now getting back to the other Rishonim, one has to understand, where is the Malam HaKadosh? That we find, for example, by mechira v'beis HaKnesses, that there is a Racha Malam HaKadosh is based on the fact that when one sells a Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is transferred over to the money. And now, with the money that has a Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, one is Mechuyav to Malam HaKadosh to buy something on a higher level of Kedusha. But by Sefer Torah, when one sells a Sefer Torah, the money has no Kedusha whatsoever. Because again, the Sefer Torah remains B'Kedusha Seh. The Kedusha of the Sefer Torah was not Neschal on the money. And since the money has no Kedusha whatsoever, where is the Halacha Malam HaKadosh to tell me the one is Mechuyev to go and take this money and buy something on a higher level of Kedusha? The money has no Kedusha whatsoever for us to be able to say Malam HaKadosh as far as the Kedusha Samois is concerned. So we find in the Rosh Yosef and Avchafei and Beis, the Rosh Yosef says the following Kiddush. The Rosh Yosef says that really by Sefer Torah, since kol heicha de'isei kedusha hi, really there is no kedusha whatsoever that could possibly be transferred onto the mois. El akol ma'alais medrabana ninu, shemechmiru bazav va'omru shamois netfasin bekedushas dover shemochri v'kadema. In other words, rabbanan or mechadish, a kedusha on the money the one received similar to the kedusha of the object that was sold. But that kedusha is only medrabanan because again, the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah itself is not transferred onto the Mois. The Sefer Torah retains its Kedusha. That is the Pshat of the Rosh Yosef. L'chayr one can say a different Pshat, in that the Rishonim understand our Gemara based on Malam HaKadosh. L'chayr one can say, as we explained in the previous Shir on Daf Chafav, Al Pi, the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua, that there are two components to Malam HaKadosh when we're reading. One is Halacha when we're reading, which is referring to the actual Kedusha, to the Kedusha of HaChefetz. One is not allowed to take a Chefetz which has Kedusha and lower its level of Kedusha. That is one Halacha, one component to Malam HaKadosh when we're reading. A second Halacha is Halacha of Ma'alin BaKadosh, which teaches us how to relate to something that has Kedusha. That when he relates to something that has Kedusha with the Mahalech of Ma'alin BaKadosh. And therefore, by every Mechira, besides for the Halacha of Olam HaRidin, which refers to the Kedusha of Moyes, if there is Kedusha on the Moyes, for example, by Beis HaKnesses, that there is Halacha, the one is not allowed to be Moyed, the Kedusha that the Moyes received, there is a secondary Halacha of Ma'alin BaKadosh, which is referring to the Mechira. That if one takes a davar that has Kedusha, and he goes and sells a davar that has Kedusha, now there is a halacha of Malam BaKadosh which teaches us that as far as how he relates to the davar that has Kedusha, he has the Malam BaKadosh, and therefore he can only sell the davar that has Kedusha in order to receive something on a higher level of Kedusha. And for that reason, one can say by Sefer Torah as well, that even though the money, there is no Kedusha on the money whatsoever, and the halacha of Ein Meridin will not apply to the case of Mechira of a Sefer Torah, because again, there is no Kedusha on the money for us to say Ein Meridin, that Kedusha, but there is a halacha of Ma'alin BaKadosh, which teaches us one goes and sells a Sefer Torah, one is only allowed to utilize a Sefer Torah in a way of Ma'alin BaKadosh in order to buy something on a higher level of Kedusha. Because only then do we say that he is treating the Sefer Torah with a mahalach of Ma'alin BaKadosh. Now let's go on to the Gemara's Raya. The Gemara brings the following Raya. Tashma minichin Sefer Torah al gabi Torah. You're allowed to put a Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah. The Gemara says, there's not a Raya. Hanocha kamrit. Shaini hanocha doi efsher. Tiyoi teimahochi michrach heichi karchinen v'kayosav dapa achavrei. How is one allowed to roll up a Sefer Torah v'kayosav dapa achavrei? One daf is sitting on another daf. Al kivan doi efsher shari. Hachanami kivan doi efsher shari. In Tesis of Abbasra dafid gimel on base with the Ramascha madvik adam teru nevim ksum kechel, we find the following kasha. The Gemara of Abbasra says that one is allowed to madvik, to attach teru nevim ksum kechel, to put together teru nevim uksuvim. Tesis asks, v'chira, av bishi efsher shuita nevim uksum agabe teru. It is impossible that Nevi'im Uksuvim should not end up Agabi Teira. Uv Megillah Perek Beis Na'ar Gemara Mashma Da Aser Laniach. One is not allowed to put Nevi'im Uksuvim on top of Teira. Hani Mili B'Shtei Kreiches. That is only if they are not attached. Avok Shem Duvakam Yachad Eini Gnai. But when they are attached, there is no Gnai. The obvious kasha is, how can these go and say that Shem Duvakam Yachad Eini Gnai, that when they are attached, it's not a Gnai? If so, how does one understand our Gemara? In our Gemara, the Gemara says that just like one is allowed to put daf al daf when they are attached, so too one is allowed to put a Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah even when they are not attached. V'chira, when they are attached, there is no Gnai. On the other hand, when they are not attached, there is a Gnai. And therefore, just because one is allowed to put a Sefer Torah daf al daf when they are attached, v'chira should not be a raya to when they are not attached, just like we find by Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim itself. The Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim Tesis explains when they are attached is not a Gnai, but yet in our Gemara one sees one is not allowed to put Nevi'im Uksuvim on top of Torah when they are not attached. This is the Kasha of the Magen Avraham in Arachayim Simon Chav Ches and the Rashash Mavibasa Dafi Gimel Mabase. And so too is the Rashba's Kasha in our Sugya. Before we explain Shannon Tesis, I would like to say another Teretz to Tesis's Kasha. Again, Tesis asks, that how is one allowed to put Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim together, or Chir, the Nevi'im, Uksuvim, end up being on top of the Torah? We find that Reb Shmuel and Baba Basra, Dafi Gimel, and Beis answers the following Teretz. We find a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim as far as the Kedusha of Chumashim are concerned. As we find in our Gemara, the Gemara says one is allowed to put a Torah Agabi Chumashim and Chumashim Agabi Nevi'im. What are Chumashim? Rashi explains Sefer Torah she'ein bay ela Chumash Echad. Now, as far as the Kedusha of a Chumash is concerned, we find the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rashba. The Rambam understands that a Chumash does not have the same level of Kedusha as a Sefer Torah. The Rashba in Chuvis, Siman Kuf Mem Dalet, on the other hand, argues, and the Rashba understands that a Chumash has the same level of Kedusha as a Sefer Torah. According to Rashba, one has to understand, why is one not allowed to put a Chumash on top of a Sefer Torah? L'chaira, a Chumash has the same Kedusha as a Sefer Torah. So to explain our Gemara, L'chaira, one has to say, as we find in the Sefer B'Avraham Nahar, that B'Avraham Nahar explains that our Gemara says, Chumashim is not, like Rashi explains, that a Chumash means one Chumash that is also a Ketikon Sefer Torah, that is made exactly like a Sefer Torah, just it happens to be missing the other four Chumashim. But rather, B'Avraham Nahar explains that Chumashim of our Gemara is referring to the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, which are not made Ketikon Sefer Torah. And only then do we say that they do not have the same Kedusha as a Sefer Torah, and for that reason one is not allowed to put a Chumashim on top of a Sefer Torah. But if one would have a Chumash that would be also Ketikon Sefer Torah, since that Chumash has a Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, one would be allowed to put a Chumash on top of a Sefer Torah, because again, B'Avraham Nahar understands like the Rashba, that such a Chumash that is also Ketikon Sefer Torah has the same Kedusha as a Sefer Torah. Now getting back to the Ikar Machlokes, again we have Machlokes, are the Chumashim, if one has a Chumash that is also Ketikon Sefer Torah, the Rambam understands that such a Chumash is not Kaddish B'Kedusha Sefer Torah. The Rashba on the other hand understands that it is Kaddish B'Kedusha Sefer Torah. Therefore, Shmuel goes on to say that like the Rashba, one can answer Tesis Kasha as follows. We find the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Lachat HaSayin says, Krach Zeh, Sheish V'Sefer Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. If one has a Sefer that has an Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, Ein Kedusha Zeh K'Kedusha Sefer Torah, Ela K'Chumash Min HaChumashim, Dina Yeser K'Dina Chaser. In other words, Dina Yeser, since it has more, since it has not only Torah, it has Nevi'im Uksuvim as well, therefore, it is considered as if it is chaser. And for that reason, the halacha is ein kedusha se kedusha sefer Torah. Such a sefer, which is made up of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, does not have the same level of kedusha as a kedusha sefer Torah. Rabbi Shmuel goes on to say that even like the Rashba, will we say that a krach zeh sheyesh be sefer Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, such a sefer which is made up of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, is ein kedusha se kedusha sefer Torah, not even have the same kedusha as a kedusha chumash, which like the Rashba is considered kedusha sefer Torah, and therefore for that reason one is allowed to put Nevi'im uksuvim on top of a chumash, on top of a sefer Torah, because again, that one is not allowed to put Nevi'im uksuvim on top of a sefer Torah is only if the sefer Torah has kedusha sefer Torah, but this krach, which does not have the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, and like the Rashba, does not even have the Kedusha of a Chumash, for that reason, one would be allowed to put Nevi'im Uksuvim together with a Sefer Torah, because such a Sefer Torah does not have Kedusha Sefer Torah. And only on something that has Kedusha Sefer Torah is there an Isser to put Nevi'im Uksuvim on top of. Now getting back to Tesis, again, Tesis answers the Kasha, that how is one allowed to put Nevi'im Uksuvim together with the Sefer Torah, Chir Nevi'im Uksuvim will end up being on top of the Sefer Torah. Tesis answers the Kasha by saying that since the Nevi'im Uksuvim are connected to the Torah, there is no Genai involved. So again, the Magen Avraham asks, if so, how does one understand the Argamar? And Argamar, one sees, I think Mar proves, just like one is allowed to put Daf al Daf when they are Kruchim Yachar, when they are attached, so too one is allowed to take another Sefer Torah and put it on a second Sefer Torah. We do not say that only when they are attached is there no Ganai. On the other hand, when they are not attached, then there is a Ganai. To answer this kash, we find in the Chassam Sefer of Bava Basra Daf Yidaleh that says the following Chiddush. That our Gemara asks, how is one allowed to put a Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah, is not because the Sefer Torah underneath cannot have a Sefer Torah on top of it. Just like we find, the one is not allowed to put Nevi'im Uksuvim on top of Torah. But rather, the Pshat in our Gemara is that there is a Bizoyin to the Sefer Torah on top. The Bizoyin to the Sefer Torah on top is that the Sefer Torah on top is being Shomer the Sefer Torah underneath it. And to have a Sefer Torah being Shomer something else is a Bizoyin to the Sefer Torah. And that was the Gemara's Raya. Our Gemara brought a Raya from that the one is allowed to put a Sefer Torah on top of a Sefer Torah. From there, one sees that if one takes a Sefer Torah and a Shomer with this Sefer Torah and other Sefer Torah, we do not say that it is considered a Bizoyin to the Sefer Torah on top based on that he is using the Sefer Torah on top as a Shomer. Because again, since the Sefer Torah on top is being Shomer and another Sefer Torah, it is not considered a Bizoyin to the Sefer Torah on top. And so too in our Sugya, one would be allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to buy another Sefer Torah, and will not be considered bizoyin to the first Sefer Torah, even though he is selling it, in order to buy something else, as long as what he's planning on buying is a Sefer Torah. On that, the Gemara says that one cannot bring a Raya. Because just like we see that in one Sefer Torah itself, there is Daf Agabi Daf, and still we do not say that the Daf which is on top, which is being Shomer the Daf underneath it, that it should be considered bizoyin to the Daf on top based on the fact that the Daf on top is being Shomer the Daf underneath it, so too one is allowed to go and actually put a Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah. But that is only as far as the Bizoyin of Shomer is concerned, as far as the Bizoyin of the Sefer Torah on top is concerned. But as far as the Bizoyin of the Sefer Torah on Badim, that was Pasha to the Gemara that there is no Bizoyin to the Sefer Torah on Badim by the fact that the Sefer Torah on Badim happens to have a Sefer Torah on top. But that is only if what's on top is a Sefer Torah. But let's say what's on top is the Vim Ksuvim, then there is a Bizoyin taking place of the Sefer Torah on Badim through that it has the Vim Ksuvim on top. On that, Tesis of Abbasra says that is only if they are not attached. If they are attached, there is no Bizoyin to the Sefer Torah on Badim, even though the Nevi'im Ksuvim happen to be on top, as long as the Nevi'im Ksuvim are attached to the Sefer Torah. But again, being attached has no ramifications whatsoever as far as the Bizoyin of the Sefer Torah on top, which is being Shomer the Sefer Torah on the bottom. That is only based, as our Gemara says, Kivan Delei Efsher, one is allowed to put a Sefer Torah on top of a Sefer Torah. That is the Teretz of the Chasam Sefer, and so too a Chaya is a Pshat in the Magen Avraham and Siman Chav Ches. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, V'chein b'meisrein, that the halacha ma'am HaKadosh applies to the leftover money as well. Amar Rav Yishanu HaShemach HaRisir, that's only if they sold a specific object that has Kedusha. We see when they had leftover money. Avagol HaRisir, but say they collected money, and they did not need to use all the money that they collected. Mutter, one is allowed to use the leftover money for other purposes. Now, as far as to how to understand the Gemara, we find the tremendous machlokes harishonim. Rav Rishonim understand the Gemara that only with the leftover money do we say that they are allowed to use the leftover money with chomer shirtz or whatever they want. But they are not allowed to go and use all the money for whatever they want. Only if they already bought the specific object for which the money was collected for do we say the leftover money can be used for anything else. The Meiri and the Tashbeitz and Chilk Beis, Simon Kofayin and Simon Kofayin Af, on the other hand, argue. And they understand that after our Gemara says, Gavu Veisiru, Haisiru is Lavdafka. It's Lavdafka that they had leftover money. Even without Haisiru, even if there was no leftover money, if let's say they collected money, they can go and decide to use the money for whatever they want, because there is no Kedusha on the money whatsoever. Just like you find in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, even if they built the Beis HaKnesses, before they actually daven the Beis HaKnesses has no Kedusha, based on that we say has Mono HaMelsehi. Till they actually are mispalling the Beis HaKnesses, there's no Kedusha, and so too, as far as the money is concerned, there's no Kedusha on the Mois, and therefore, they have a right to go and use the entire amount of money for other purposes. The Ramach, in Perkei Aleph, Melechos Tefillah, Halacha Tesvav, asks a similar kasha. Tema, Amaya in Mishan and Adamim, why are they not allowed to go? And we Mishan all the Damim. Ahave Ketavi La'orik. We saw in the previous command of Chavavim base that even if one would hold Hazmana is Milsa, that is only if one took the actual object, which is Roy as is a mitzvase. But as Umar said before, if one took Levain, if one took bricks, and said, I'm setting these bricks aside to be used as a base HaKnesses, according to everyone, we do not say Hazmana Milsa. And therefore, according to everyone, those bricks can be used for any purpose. And so too this money, since this money as is not roi with mitzvah, one should be able to use the money for any other purpose, and even without a hisiru, the halacha should be that one should be allowed to use this money for any tzayach. So again, we have two kashas. According to Yishayim that explained the Gemara, the only goal of a hisiru, they are allowed to use the extra money for any tzayach. First of all, the kasha, the ramach, that even if one would hold hazmana milsa, that is only that if the object is royu mitzvasi as is, on the money, which is not royu mitzvasi as is, we should not say hazmana milsa. And the second kasha is that we paskin hazmana lav milsahi. Even if you have an object which as is royu mitzvasi, and one was mazman, one set aside that object to mitzvasi, still one can go and take that bias which he set aside for Beis HaKnesses and use it for other tzrachim, because the Kedusha only begins with the actual ma'is of tefillah, with the actual going and being misfallen in Beis HaKnesses, not with just setting aside the bias as a makom tefillah. And so too over here, by setting aside the money to be used to buy Beis HaKnesses, again we should say hazmana lav milsahi. To answer these kashas, we find a few mahalchim and achrinim. I would like to mention two mahalchim that the achrinim say. The Taz answers the kasha as follows, that even though there is no kedusha on the money, based on the fact that hazmana lav milsa, or based on the fact that the money is not roi as is a mitzvasei, but when they gave the money for a specific purpose, for example, to buy a Beis HaKnesses, they made a neder to buy a Beis HaKnesses. And for that reason, we use part of that money for the purpose of buying a Beis HaKnesses in order to enable them to mekayem their neder. But as the Taz goes on to say, if they will be willing that the money that they were gave, the money that was collected should be used for other purposes, and they'll give other money to mekayem their neder, that would also be okay. Because again, that we need gavav v'yisiru is based on the fact that in order to enable them to mekayem the neder, we use part of the money for the building of a Beis HaKnesses. That is the Teretz, or the Taz. The Magen Avraham answers the Kasha as follows. That again, there is no Kedusha on the money whatsoever. But that we say, by Tashmishei Mitzvah, that there is a Lacha of Malin Bakridesh Vemeridin, is not only based on the fact that Tashmishei Mitzvah has Kedusha, and based on the fact that it has Kedusha, there is a Lacha Malin Bakridesh Vemeridin. But there is a secondary reason for Malin Bakridesh Vemeridin as well. The Magen Avraham explains that there is a rule called Achushei Mitzvah. We are not allowed to be makhish their mitzvah, unrelated to the kedusha that the object has. There is a halacha that one is not allowed to take away from them the ability to mekayim a mitzvah. And therefore, based on this halacha, the one is not allowed to makhish their mitzvah for that reason, even though the money has no kedusha whatsoever. But still, there's a halacha that one is not allowed to makhish their mitzvah. One has to make sure that with their money, one buys a Beis HaKnesses. From the Magen Avraham, it comes out that there are two separate halachas in Malam HaKadosh when we read it. One is halacha as far as the kedusha of the object is concerned, but there is a second halacha as well. We find by Tashmishei Mitzvah that one is not allowed to makhish their mitzvah. One is not allowed to take away from them their mitzvah. And for that reason, part of the money has to be spent on the buying of a Beis HaKnesses. From the Chassam Sefer, we see the Chassam Sefer takes this Magen Avraham a step further. In Shulchan Aruch, Chassam Kof, Nun Gimel, Sif Beis, we find that Kedusha of a Chumash is equal to the Kedusha on the Nevi'im Muksuvim. And we do not say that one is allowed to sell the Nevi'im Muksuvim in order to buy Chumashim. The Magen Avraham asks, the Lachira, that contradicts that we find in our Sigya, that a chumash is more kaddish neviim uksuvim, and one is allowed to put chumash on the top of neviim uksuvim, but one is not allowed to put neviim uksuvim on top of chumashim. The Chassam Sefer and Baba Basra Daf Yudalad answers Magen Avraham's kasha as follows: that the halacha of malin ba'kodesh for meridin, that one is allowed to sell an object that has kedusha in order to acquire an object that has a higher level of kedusha, is not dependent upon the kedusha of the object, but rather it is dependent upon the opportunity to mekayim mitzvahs. That is halacha malam b'kodesh. And therefore the Chassam Sefer goes on to say that even though a chumash has more kedusha than neviim uksuvim, still one is not allowed to buy a chumash with neviim uksuvim, because as far as the mitzvahs that one can acquire with a chumash, one cannot acquire any more mitzvahs with a chumash than he has with neviim uksuvim. On the other hand, the Sefer Torah, that the one is allowed to sell Nevi'im Uksuvim in order to buy with it a Sefer Torah, is based on the fact that with a Sefer Torah one can acquire more mitzvahs For example, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sevatera or the mitzvah of Kriya Satera Betzibor. That is why one is allowed to sell Nevi'im Ksuvim in order to acquire a Sevatera. So again, from the Chassam Sefer, one sees that the Ikar Halacha of Mala Makedesh for any reason is not dependent upon the level of the Kedusha of the object, but rather it is dependent upon the opportunity of mitzvahs that one acquires with what one buys. That is Halacha of Mala Makedesh. The Gemara goes on to say, B'med Devar Mamurim Shoy Hisnu Shiva Tuvi Al Yer B'mayman Anshe Al Yer Avo hisnu shiva tuvia yer mamanchi a fiu de xosia nami mutter. Tais asks, from the Gemara's mashma, that even where you have hisnu tuvei zain tuvia mamanchi, it's only mutter to be mishana, to use the extra money for the xosia. But as far as using the entire amount of money, one is not allowed to use entire amount of money for other purposes, even where one has a hisnu Zayin Tuvier B'maimin Anshe'el Ir. Taisei asks, L'chir, if one has Hisnu Zayin Tuvier B'maimin Anshe'el, L'chir, they should be Ati Mishana all the mois, not only the extra money. Taisei answers that the reason why it's said Isiru is to tell me a chiddush that even as far as the extra money is concerned, one needs a Tanai. But as far as Hisnu Zayin Tuvier B'maimin Anshe'el, they're allowed to Mishana the entire money, not only the extra money. The Rambam, on the other hand, as the Kesef Mishnah explains, argues. And the Rambam understands that that Hisnu Zayin Tuvir Maimon Shir works is only as far as the extra money is concerned, not as far as the entire money is concerned. And therefore the Rambam explains that that the Gemara says before, and Afchav Vavim Ad Aleph, that Machu Shiva Tuvir Maimon Shir are Filu Mishta Beishechra, that they can use the money even in Mishta Beishechra, is only the extra money. But they are Mechuyev to use part of the money to buy something which is a higher level of Kedusha. The extra money can be used for whatever they want. That is the sheet of the Rambam according to the Kesef Mishnah. The obvious question is, why only as far as the extra do we say that Machu Shiva Tuvir Maimon Shir, are they allowed to use the extra a few Mishtabei Shechra? Why aren't they allowed to use all the money of Mishtabei Shechra? One can answer the Kasha based on that we said before, B'Shem the Mogan Avram, that there are two components in every Malam HaKadosh when we read them. First of all, as far as the actual Kedusha is concerned, there is halacha mal makedesh when we read in, but there is a secondary halacha as well, that there is halacha that they are not allowed to machish the mitzvah. One is not allowed to go and take away the opportunity of a mitzvah from a person. And for that reason we say mal makedesh, because otherwise with the fact that he sold the Beis HaKnesses, he is being machish his mitzvah by taking away from himself a Beis HaKnesses. According to the Magen Avraham, one can explain the Rambam very simply and say that the Rambam understands that part of the money has to be used to acquire something of a higher level of Kedusha is based on that, because otherwise one has a problem of Achushei Mitzvah, that they are not allowed to take away the opportunity of mitzvahs unless with the Mechira they are acquiring other opportunities of mitzvahs and even better opportunities of mitzvahs. And for that reason, one needs at least part of the money has to be used in order to acquire something of a higher level of Kedusha. But as far as the rest of the money is concerned, that as far as the rest of the money, the only halacha mal makedesh is based on the fact that the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses was transferred over to the money. On that, we say that the Zayin Tuvi or Maimon Shir have the ability to mafkia the Kedusha. Just like we find before in the Ran, on the Afchav Vavim and Aleph. Now let's go on to the next sugya, which is the Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah brings down the following machlokes between Rav Meir and Chachamim. In Meichin Asher Rabim LeYochid, they shall be reading Oisei Mikdushasei Divrei Rav Meir. Amru Loim Kain, Af Loim Yer Gadol Leir Katana. We find the machlokes between Rav Meir and Chachamim. If one is allowed to sell Beis HaKnesses Asher Rabim LeYochid or not, Rav Meir holds that one is not allowed to sell Beis HaKnesses Rabim LeYochid because that itself is considered that they are being married the Beis HaKnesses Mikdushasei based on the fact that Beis HaKnesses Asher Yochid does not have the same Kedusha as a Beis HaKnesses Asher Rabim. That is the first machlokes that we find between Rav Meir and Chachamim. The second machlokes is the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in Meichim Beis HaKnesses El Al Tanai, Shem Yirtzu Yachziru Divi Rav Meir. They are allowed to sell Memkar Olam without any Tanai whatsoever. Now, to understand that, their mayor holds that one needs a Tanai, that one is only allowed to sell Beis HaKnesses al Tanai we find four basic Mahalchim Rishonim. The Baal Mori asks the following kasha. That why does one need a Tanai, according to a mayor, if anyways the Beis HaKnesses is being sold, or Rabbim, the Beis HaKnesses is being sold to be continued to be used as a Beis HaKnesses with the same level of Kedusha as before? Baal Mori brings down the Rashi, answers the kasha as follows. That the reason why one needs a Tanai is because without a Tanai, the Mechira itself is considered a Zolzol. The Mechira itself is considered bizarre in the fact that he's selling a Beis HaKnesses. Only a Mechira al-Tanai is not considered a Bizoyan. That is the first Mahalach, and why, like our mayor, one needs a Tanai, which is the Shita of Rashi, that the reason why one needs a Tanai is in order that the Mechira should not be considered a Zolzol in the Beis HaKnesses. Tesis, on the other hand, of Chavav on the base of the Yamascha Igura Meshkuna Asar, argues in Rashi. Tesis explains that the reason why one needs a Tanai is because without a Tanai, if one would make a Mechira without a Tanai, then automatically the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses would be transferred over to the money. And the Beis HaKnesses would be Yatza Mekdushas, the Beis HaKnesses would no longer be considered Kaddish. And that's why one needs a Tanai in order that the Mechira should not be considered a full-fledged Mechira, that the Beis HaKnesses should retain its Kedusha. That is the Shita of Tesis Nafchafav and Beis. Rashi, on the other hand, argues on Tesis, because as we find in Rashi Nafchafav and Aleph, as the Netziv explains, Rashi understands, like her mayor, there is no way for the Beis HaKnesses to be Yatza Mekdushase. The Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is never transferred to the money, because the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses can never go off, because Rashi understands that the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is a Kedusha Sagof. And a Kedusha Sagof is never Nischalo on money. And for that reason, Rashi understands that the only reason why one needs a Tanai is only in order that the Mechira itself should not be considered a Bizoyin. The Baal Mor says a third Mahalach in that one needs a Tanai. The Baal Mor says that even like her mayor, if let's say the Mechira would be for the purpose of using the money to buy something on a higher level of Kedusha, then even like her mayor, the Beis HaKnesses is Yatza Mekdusha, saying they can sell the Beis HaKnesses for any purpose. And then, as her mayor says in our Mishnah, one needs a Tanai. On the other hand, if the Mechira of the Beis HaKnesses is not in order to use the money to buy something on a higher level of Kedusha, that is when Rav Meir says one is not allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses Mishal Rabim or Shal Yachid. One has to make sure the Beis HaKnesses stays Mekdushase. Only when one is planning on using the money for a higher level of Kedusha, then do we say that we do not have to be worried about the fact that the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses will be transferred to the money. Because again, he's planning on using the money to buy something on a high level of Kedusha. But if he's not planning to use the money to buy something on a high level of Kedusha, then we cannot transfer the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses to the money, and then we have to make sure that the Beis HaKnesses retains its status of Kedusha by only selling the Beis HaKnesses Mishal Rabim or Shal Rabim. That is how the Baal Mor explains our Mishnah. According to the Baal Mor, even like her mayor, it is possible for the Beis HaKnesses V'yatza Mekdushasei as long as one makes sure to use the money for something in a higher level of Kedusha. The Ravid explains, based on the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi explains that the Mishnah says a Meichun Mishal Rabim Mishal Yochid is not referring to Beis HaKnesses, but rather it is referring to a Sefer Torah. And only by a Sefer Torah do we say that one is not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah Mishal Rabim Mishal Yochid. A Beis HaKnesses, one is allowed to sell Mishal Rabim Mishal Yochid, and therefore, by Beis HaKnesses, the one is allowed to sell Mishal Rabim Mishal Yochid, or Meir in our Mishnah says that he is only allowed to make such a sale if he is making the sale al Tanai. That's how the Rav explains our Mishnah, based on the Yerushalmi. So again, we have a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim. If according to Meir, does Meir agree that a Beis HaKnesses could be Yatza Mekdushasei? Is one allowed to make the Beis HaKnesses Mekdushasei, or do we say that like Meir, the Beis HaKnesses has to retain its status of Kedusha? Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ravid, based on the Yerushalmi, understand that like Meir, the Beis HaKnesses has to retain its level of Kedusha. One is not allowed to make the Beis HaKnesses Mekdushasei lagamri. On the other hand, Baal Mor understands that even like Meir, one is allowed to make the Beis HaKnesses Mekdushasei as long as he's planning on using the money for a higher level of Kedusha, then he is allowed to transfer the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses onto the money. The Ravid brings the following Raya. Because as we find in the Gemara asks, or Meir Hechid Ariba, how are they allowed to live there? Havi Ribis. So from that, the Gemara says, Hechi Dariba, one sees that even or Kermer, there's a heter deer, there's a heter to live in that Beis HaKnesses. From there, one sees that the Beis HaKnesses, even or Kermer, could possibly be Yoitze Mikdushase. The Ravid and Balmar say that according to the other Rishonim, one has to explain that the Gemara is Lav Dafka Dira. Because again, the Beis HaKnesses is not Yoitze Mikdushase, there's no heter Dira. The Gemara means to ask, Heichi, how are they allowed to use the Beis HaKnesses to daven in it? L'chira, that itself should be considered ribbis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.